What if the secret to building an unbreakable team was hidden inside a robot getting its head knocked off in a live combat league in China? Pause. We are living through a genuinely strange moment in SaaS. AI infrastructure deals are reshaping supplier relationships overnight. Geopolitical alliances that were dead for years are suddenly back on the table. And humanoid robots are literally fighting each other in Shenzhen. This week, a blog drop that connects all of it into something really useful for founders. Leadership lessons hiding inside the biggest global headlines of 2026. Let's get into it. Pause. First, resilience is not about avoiding failure. It's about structural design. At the URKL Fight League in Shenzhen, a humanoid robot named White Eagle kicked its opponent's head clean off its socket, and both machines kept fighting. Engineers took notes. You should too. That's what decentralized team architecture looks like in practice. No single person, tool, or process should be a fatal point of failure. For SaaS companies serving LLC clients, building redundancy into your talent strategy isn't overhead. It's survival. Pause. Second, stalled partnerships are rarely actually dead. The NATO summit in Ankara this week signaled Turkey's potential return to the F-35 program after years of COTSA sanctions and political exclusion. Years of tension. And the door reopened. For SaaS leaders, this maps directly onto churn enterprise clients, broken vendor relationships, or talent who left under bad circumstances. The relationship is rarely truly over. The real question is whether you built enough goodwill to walk back through the door when conditions change. Pause. Third, your culture is shaped by your suppliers, not just your employees. Pace Digitech's subsidiary just signed a strategic cooperation agreement with Meghni Electrical India to supply AI data center power systems. And the deal explicitly includes training, product upgrades, and lifecycle after-sales support. Not just a transaction. A relationship built for capability growth. Skip believes your vendor partnerships should work exactly the same way. Structured for knowledge transfer, not just service delivery. Pause. Here's your one action item today. Pull up your current vendor or partner list and ask yourself, which of these relationships is built for capability transfer? And which ones are just transactions? Send that list to your ops lead before your next team meeting and start the conversation about where you're actually building resilience versus just buying convenience. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.